What's your favorite candy that you like to eat like a normal human being?
I don't know. I like to lick all the nacho cheese off Doritos. Put them in my mouth. 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Ed. What's up, guys?
Hey, nothing much.
Hey, so how's Lego Batman?
It was good. I saw Lego Batman. It was really fun.
Looks so much better than whatever was coming up, the next Lego movie or whatever.
Yeah,
Ninjago.
Ninjago.
Funny joke, weren't in my life. Ha ha ha.
Nah. Best DC movie of the year,
yeah,
right?
Best DC movie. Yeah. High hopes for Justice League, hopefully. And all right, I think we'll
check Andy's mic. Make sure we can still hear him.
Yeah. All right, good. Okay, now we're back to where we were.
All right, let's slow it back down a bit.
We got about 2 minutes into the podcast, and I noticed Andy's mic was fucking up, so we had to. We just did the 2 minutes for you again in about 30 seconds.
All right.
It's probably just about as funny, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it was a good, strong opening.
It was a different type of humor.
So how was your guys' week?
So this past week, I assembled a bed.
Oh, did you get a new bed?
I finally have a bed.
Oh, shit.
Can we stop the podcast again? I want to go look at your bed.
I need to get a new mattress still, though.
Dang. Oh, it's a start.
See, just waiting on the tax return for the mattress.
No, you've just got like a really big bed and a tiny, tiny mattress?
No, the mattress is going to be the same size. Oh. Just my mattress is old.
Got it.
My mattress is at least 8 years old, and I bought it used, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Isn't that a faux pas to never buy a used mattress?
I didn't have any mattress, so I had to get whatever I could when I was 19.
I had to sleep on the floor.
I got it from Paul Hoskins.
How many chicks he banged on that mattress?
Was it during his Christian phase?
Right about when it started, I think.
So there's only been one chick.
It wasn't specifically his mattress. It was when his parents had just given him the house.
Oh yeah, that was a sweet deal.
Yeah, there was a mattress. Yeah, and he didn't take it for very long.
Yeah.
I want to know more, but I don't know this person.
We'll tell you.
He was a cool dude, and then he went really Christian, really fast. Like, like, he found Jesus.
Like, within 24 hours, he was a completely different person.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
I wonder what crazy. Traumatic or...
I never thought about
it. I have no clue what the
was it an AIDS scare? Because I think that would turn me Christian.
No, I don't... Dude, I don't know, actually. It was one of those things I just never thought about.
It was one of those things where he just came to work and he was like, guys, I found God. And we're like, what?
Yeah, and then he was...
Because, like, I've never heard anyone just come straight out and just say, like, hey, I found Jesus.
Yeah, but he was just new Paul after that. But I mean, he was still cool, but it was just... he was different. It was different. It was weird.
He kind of wasn't cool anymore.
I liked him.
And I don't want to be that guy that's like, he's religious now, so he's not cool, but... He did kind of fall off after that. He became kind of a dick.
Yeah, and then he...
Which is the exact opposite thing that you would think happens when you find a religion. You know?
Yeah.
He's a vet tech now.
That's cool.
Is he?
Yeah. That's
cool. Saving lives. Lives that won't get into heaven, but lives nonetheless.
I just remember one time at work, I was just sitting in the back. He's like, so what's your relationship with Jesus? I was like, we doing this here? At work?
Matt, I'm proud of you for coming out. I saw your Facebook post.
As Jesus?
No. You said there comes a time in a man's life where he has to face the piper.
Face the piper,
Face the piper.
Face the piper.
Look the piper right in his big pipe while you're on your knees.
What?
And you said that you're not good at Super Smash Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. I'm not good at Super Smash Brothers.
What?
I'm not either. So.
I'm not either in my echelon, but I'm sorry. In one group of friends, I'm a fucking god. In another group of friends, I'm like the low man on the totem pole. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating going from one day and hanging out with one group of friends and then going and hanging out with the other.
I was always the low man.
Yeah.
In my group of friends, always.
I was trying to unlock Dark Pit and I failed like 5 times. And I'm just like, this guy's fucking relentless. Like, how am I failing 5 times? You just have to like beat classic modes like 8 times on any difficulty.
Which Smash?
3DS.
Okay.
It was such a pain in the ass. But after that, I actually started getting better. Because then I beat classic mode on 4.5 difficulty to unlock Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
And then I beat it on 5.5 to unlock Ganon.
Hype.
And then I beat it on 6.5 with Bowser to unlock Bowser Jr.
Ooh, nice.
Bowser Jr.
So...
I love how the announcer says his voice. Bowser Jr.
Junior. I like Mega Man's. Mega Man.
Mega Man's a cool character.
And of course, Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt. Because he doesn't want to say Dick Hunt.
I bet the first time they were recording that he did it and they're like,
Yeah, those need to have the double space then.
Yeah. Try this, then this.
Yeah.
We don't need no Dick Hunts.
I want you to say duck and then take a sip of coffee and then say hunt.
So did you never unlock who you wanted to? Dark Pit?
No, I eventually got Dark Pit.
Oh, okay.
It just took me about 5 or 6 times.
I thought you were playing with friends and you were like, man.
No, yeah, not yet.
That's what I thought too, is that you were just with friends and just like, oh, that suck. Because that's my realization every time.
Sometimes just, like, stupid-ass shit. Like, Dark Pit was just, like, he would knock you in the air, and then as you're coming down, like, he's just fucking waiting for you. And you're swinging and trying to throw things, and he's just waiting for you. And then he hits you, and then you fly back in the air, and you're trying to, like, get away from him as you land.
Are there items when you do that?
Not when you're unlocking people. No. Oh, and then that's the worst part about it is you always play on these stupid ass stages that have like these pitfalls or scrolling, and I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me, because the PC never gets caught on a wall when the level is scrolling, but I sure do. Stupid. Especially Bowser Jr. was like the worst because I lost to him twice, and both times were just like total bullshit. It wasn't even him. Duck Hunt was a bitch, too. Because I swear to God, I was at like 80% by the time he was at like 4. And I'm just like...
He just zoned you out?
I'm just like, what the fuck? How can I not hit this guy? He's so fucking relentless. He is on top of me 24/7.
He's a ranged character.
Dude sucks ass. But
sucks duck ass.
Yeah. But I think I only have my professionalism left, which I just lost because I yawned into the microphone. No, I have like Jigglypuff left, and
Jigglypuff is arguably the worst character in the game.
I know, and for some reason I'm having trouble. Like, I could have sworn all you have to do is get 30 trophies and then fucking play a match.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all you have to do, and I swear I have 30 trophies.
I got that game when it first came out,
mm-hmm.
And then I got for the Wii U, and then I've never gone back. It was fun to fill the void.
Yeah.
But it's just like playing on a GameCube controller just feels so correct.
The 3DS isn't bad because it's got the C-stick thing now.
Oh, yeah, I don't have that.
What else do I have left to unlock? I got Jigglypuff. I know I got a handful of other things. Like, I really can't think. I got Game & Watch. I got Wario. I got Duck Hunt. I got Ganon and Dark Pit and Bowser Jr. and Ness. Dr. Mario. I don't know if I said that already.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck I got left. Talk amongst yourselves.
Are you going to download the character packs?
Already did.
Yep. Are those free?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
You got Bayonetta, Cloud, Mewtwo, Ryu, Roy. He's our boy, for a fun fact. you don't know that, Andy.
Is he?
Yeah, Roy is indeed our boy.
You mean Roy / Marth / Ike? The same guy.
Yeah. Does 6 Fire the... Emblem characters in this game.
That's a lot.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot for a franchise that no one plays.
Are 6 Mario characters in that game. There are only 5 Pokemon and 5 Legend of Zelda characters. 1 representative from Metroid. 2 from Star Fox. 6 Fire Emblem characters.
And I'm going to be honest, there should be fewer Pokemon representatives because they should have Pokemon Trainer. That was way more fun than having individual Pokemon.
I totally agree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you could switch between them. And, like, yeah, the Pokemon are cool, but that just skill of being able to switch Pokemon was really cool.
How would you feel if it was, like, Greninja and then, or whatever the newest generation for that game was, like the 3 starters for that one, mm-hmm. as opposed to the red, blue, yellow starters. The first gen starters were the original Pokemon Trainer and Brawl.
Yeah.
What if Greninja and then Chestnut?
Chespin?
Yeah, Chespin and then
Greninja's not a starter, though.
Yeah. Greninja's the water starter for that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
100%. For X and Y.
X and Y. Well, let's take a look.
And then it was some fox that was like she had like a twig. Maybe she could. She's a psychic type and would cast spells.
I think I know. I remember that one because I remember the twig.
Yeah.
I remember that was random. The last Pokemon I played was Black and White.
Huh. Black and White? Black and White's okay.
You're right. It was Greninja. So why'd Greninja get the treatment out of all the starters?
Sakurai was like...
Because wasn't Greninja announced for Smash before X and Y even came out?
He was planned for before X and Y even came out, yeah. Hmm. Sakurai was like...
He had inside info.
Did they just know? Like, we think the Greninja one, that one's really going to take off.
You know, it was just, this one looks pretty fucking cool. it's a cool ninja Pokemon. Why?
That's the only thing I can think of was that it's a ninja. So they're like, oh, it's fighting. We could put that in a fighting game.
I don't know why, like, we don't have, like, Blaziken in the game. Blaziken would have been cool. Or, like, Sceptile.
Blaziken you can get from a Pokeball, I believe. I could have sworn it does, like, a jump kick.
I can't remember.
Jump kick.
As lame as this is, I don't play with items on.
How long do you think it will be?
You know, I used to think that was lame until, like, I just ran into a lot of bullshit in classic mode.
Yeah, it's like, I like to play that game as competitively as possible.
It's like, hey, I'm kicking ass. Oh, this box exploded. Oh, well, fuck me.
Understanding it's a party game, but there's a time and a place.
So, I think I only have 2 things left to unlock. I just have Jigglypuff and Rob.
Ooh, nice.
Rob the Robot.
I like that when they added that in. I was like, that's a nice throwback. That's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, what do I need for these guys?
I didn't appreciate it at the time because I was like, who the fuck is this? This is not a Nintendo character. Actually, it's one of the first Nintendo characters.
Yeah.
Look at me over there being a fake fan.
Ooh, my bad.
So fucking Jigglypuff, I just need to collect 30 different equipment items. Oh, I got to be like right there. To get Rob, I need to collect 200 or more trophies, then play a match in Smash Classic or beat Classic Mode on any intensity. Well, I can definitely do the Classic Mode on any intensity. But let's see. Ness, Falco, Dark Pit, Duck Hunt, Mr. Game & Watch.
Mr. Game & Watch.
Lucina, Dr. Mario,
you mean Ganondorf. Second Marth?
Second Marth.
She upset me as a clone. She made me real, real mad.
Yeah.
Her moveset is exactly the same. Except the middle of her sword is strong. You remember, like, Roy's was? How exciting. We're going to put Roy in, but now it's just the hilt of his sword, so you have to be really close. These are 3 different characters.
It's like, different.
Oh, so... Depending on how good my spacing is, depends on how top tier my character is. How awesome.
Dude, why is Smash Bros. So easy to just run off the end of the stage? Every fucking character, like, dashes, like, right off the edge of the stage. Except, like, the slow ones, like Bowser and Ganon. But, like, Little Mac, just poof, right off the end of the stage.
Yeah, I think it's just, like, people use unsafe moves, like forward B, like, side B is, like, really, really unsafe next to the ledge.
Dude, I swear all I have to do is just, like, try and run to my opponent, and, like, I fucking fall off the edge.
All right, so here's some Little Mac tech for you. You ready? While you're running, instead of pressing A for the dash attack, flick on the nub for the up smash, and he'll stop what he's doing and then just throw the uppercut. And so, as opposed to having a punch and he'll skid and have a bunch of recovery frames, you'll just hit the up smash animation. Okay. And you just flick it, and if you catch it right at the base, you'll get like fire animation, and then depending on how they DI, you can uppy and do it.
So when I started playing classic mode with Little Mac, the very first fucking thing I did on Pac-Man stage was jump off the edge.
Probably because you were playing Little Mac.
But
you just
I
wanted to kill yourself.
Yeah, but then I recovered. I didn't die for the rest of the classic mode through Master Hand. I was able to beat Master and Crazy Hand with Samus.
Samus is cool. Mm-hmm. I like Samus a lot in this game.
I used to think Samus was like my main throughout the Smash games, but I'm thinking it's Ness.
Ness is a really cool character, and you can get some like really, really awesome disrespect when somebody's like raging in real life. You just say okay to them. Ooh, God, you're such a piece of shit. Okay.
So Andy joined the Ark.
Yeah, finally.
Hold on. When you say joined the Ark,
I mean the video game Ark.
Is it any reference to like Noah and his Ark?
No.
Okay.
No. No reference to Noah and his Ark.
What does ARK mean, Ark?
Does it mean
a boat?
It's a survival game with dinosaurs.
So the name is just like...
I'm not 100% sure where the name came from. I cannot give you a name origin.
The only thing I can think of is maybe they were thinking of like Noah's Ark and they're like dinosaurs, or I don't fucking know.
Dinosaurs sound like the farthest thing from Noah's Ark.
I know.
But... Always right knowing.
But we had a cool like fighter jet flyover of our new base when you guys were all on pterodactyls and I was on an Argentavis. Oh, yeah. Remember that was so fucking awesome. There's just five of us flying through the air.
That was fun. And
Although that was probably one of those things that would be like cooler to see, but actually in the thing we're all like, what are your coordinates?
Yeah, and then...
Who is the GPS?
I didn't have a GPS, and so I got super fucking lost waiting for you guys, and it was like a nice like hour ordeal to get back.
This game sounds really deep.
Dude, it's insanely deep. Fucking deep. I was expecting kind of like Minecraft deep. It's a lot deeper than that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But we had a big migration from our regular base that we built in like a safe area to get a foothold. I'm going to be honest, our base is actually, our new one's in a pretty safe area. It's kind of surrounded by some dangerous things, but we had a big migration. So Stefan and Tyler and Aria built this huge glass metal raft that could like, that had like a refrigerator on it, like a preserving bin, some storage, a taming pen. They were able to bring a bunch of dinosaurs on it. We were able to put a bunch of the flying ones on the roof. It was just like this big floating fortress.
It was an ark, you could say.
You know what? It really was kind of like an ark.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really was.
I get the game now.
It makes sense. In my contribution, I added a bridge.
And you did add a bridge. I'm
so fucking happy. It took me for goddamn ever, and then like I logged on and I'm like, oh, dinosaurs can collect the resources I need.
It's a double decker couch. But you and all your buddies want to hang out, be friends.
And then I brought some of the lost dinosaurs and loot back from our back giant, from our old base.
That giant fucking brontosaurus.
So Andy had a dino that wasn't brought over, so I took the Quetzal and I went and got it. And then there was a random trike that no one had ever bothered to really even name or make a saddle for, but I brought that over. And then finally, I parked the Quetzal and picked up my Raven, flew back, and put it on the back of Bubs, our giant brontosaurus.
Bubs?
Yeah.
Who, of course, is way too big to be carried by anything.
So I had to
walk this brontosaurus along the coastline.
Which I did not know could swim.
For about an hour.
It was a chunk of time. I had the bridge done by the time
you
came back with Bubs.
I was able to make the trip back and forth with the Quetzal and the Argentavis in about a minute or two.
Oh, no.
But it took me an hour to walk Bubs around the coastline to where we are. And yeah, you
not fast travel or anything?
No,
not with this dude. Well, you can fast travel from like one bed to another, but you can't take your items with you. So
that's annoying.
Well, this game's about riding on the back of dinosaurs, so.
Yeah, but riding on the back of the dinosaur for an hour.
But we got it.
Well, fair. You're not supposed to bring a brontosaurus that far.
Yeah.
But I did.
What are we even going to do with it? Was it just the point of having him?
I guess it's just the point of having him. Because he could be used as like a mobile base.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's got that platform on the back of him. But it's not like we're going to be fighting anybody, so.
That's true.
Why can't you fight anybody?
Because it's a private server.
Yeah. Oh.
It's a server on their own.
Yeah.
But if it was like a public one, yeah, you could build a base.
I noticed the Quetzal has a platform on it now.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. So he can have a flying base.
That's sweet.
But yeah, I had to walk Bubs around. And Bubs can swim, and by swim, more like float forward.
Float forward.
It's like riding on a buoy.
Does he slow down in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he's already slow.
But it looked pretty cool when he was just approaching.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, turn around, and I'm like, oh! Bubs.
Just floating.
So what's the point of the game if there's no like small PvP?
I mean, if you play Minecraft, it's pretty much the same thing. You got to find a point.
Okay, is there like an Ender Dragon that you have to face in the game?
There are bosses.
Yeah, there are bosses. Okay. Yeah,
all right.
But don't you have to collect a certain amount of things? Then you can do like you can get one of the like the mega bosses or something.
Yeah.
Are they
T Rex hearts?
And there's also like alpha dinosaurs. That's how we got those raptor jaw or whatever helmets.
Right.
As they killed an alpha raptor while they were out. Nice. But you can also fight like alpha allosauruses, alpha T-Rexes.
Are you learning more about dinosaurs playing this game?
I'm learning names.
That's true.
Yeah.
This game's
educational.
I learned that my work sells statues of a bunch of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like $2,000.
Oof. That's not the poor man's Amazon, then.
not money-wise, no. Not money-wise.
It's like, what the fuck was... What did I used to call? Nah, it's gone. Thought's gone. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. I wasted your 2 seconds of life. Well, we're talking about
I don't
games.
Appreciate that. You wasting that 2 seconds of my life.
Good idea, Andy. Let's go into gaming news.
Gaming news so great, you'll be fuck coming you back too. For more. This is gaming news.
Splatoon 2 will feature offline LAN play and spectator mode.
Ooh.
Fans? Nice. That's kind of cool. Did the first one not have offline play?
I don't think so.
No, it didn't have LAN.
Huh. That's random for a Nintendo game.
Yeah, they're trying something. There's definitely like a baby's first person element, like a training mode type thing.
Oh, okay.
But you couldn't do like casual matches.
Hmm.
I'm not even sure you could play versus bots.
So you can use the Nintendo Switch in, you know, tablet mode to create a local private battle with, it looks like, up to 8 opponents without an internet connection.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool.
You can just connect the tablets to each other.
Tablet.
So how long do you think before you get a Switch?
I'm not going to get a Switch for the Zelda game.
Right.
I'm not going to get a Switch for the Mario game.
Oh my God, when are you going to get a Switch?
So probably early next year.
Whenever they make a Smash.
Yeah. When they put Smash over, and if Smash, like if they put Melee on it, I'll probably get it just because I don't have that game and I very much want that game. But only if the GameCube controllers are still compliable.
Are they?
As of now, no.
Oh, okay.
There's been.
I mean, those the game controller attachment looks pretty nice for the Switch.
The difference. So let me put it to you in layman's terms.
Thank you.
Me playing Smash on a GameCube controller would be like you asking somebody to play Street Fighter not on a fight pad.
It's the only way I play Street Fighter, man.
Is on a stick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I've played on the thing before and just like it just doesn't feel right.
Are there any demo units of the Switch out? Like in Omaha?
I don't believe so. I know there was some at like some conventions.
Yeah, I know the Evo they had a fighting game there on the Switch. What the hell?
It was called Arms.
Yeah.
But it did not get voted through.
Oh, it didn't?
No. As awesome as that would have been. Did you see the gameplay for that game?
No.
You take the two Joy-Cons in your hands, and you have to throw punches, and it throws punches on the game, and you, like, turn your hands sideways, and it'll move your character, and you, like, throw them both, and you, like, do grabs, and you, like, press buttons on the Joy-Cons to jump, and so it's, like, an active fighting game. Kind of like Wii Boxing, but, like, really... really in-depth. I think that would have been an absolutely amazing...
It's called Arms?
Arms, yeah. You've got, like, these big springy arms, and you're, like, a robot guy. And you're, like, pa-pow! Whammo! Kaplowie!
Donald Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, used to run a World of Warcraft gold farm.
I heard about that. I would imagine it was probably used with child tears and sweat and stuff.
That's amazing.
He came over in 2006 from Goldman Sachs to run a World of Warcraft gold farming thing. And he stayed there until he moved to Breitbart in 2012.
He was there for 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that story just said?
Mm-hmm.
Just mining World of Warcraft?
I'm sure gold? He had other things he did.
Nah.
But
it's helpful.
I think that was his official employer for about 6 years.
That's so interesting. Is there that much money to be made in World of Warcraft gold?
Apparently. Apparently there was then.
China it is.
Yeah.
China's all about that WoW gold.
Hey, Andy, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
Oh. Valve making 3 full games for VR. Wants to advance the platform.
Yeah, I...
they're making 3 of them.
3!
They can count to 3.
Yeah, I read the IMA that Gabe Newell did, and... I'm going to get a Vive, so I mean, that's cool that Valve's actually making games for, the VR thing that they made.
Have the names been released for these games?
No. No, I've given up.
Are you holding your breath, buddy?
Fuck no.
He did say that we're going to build 3 games, not experiments. So, instead of doing goofy, gimmicky things with VR, they're going to build...
Like, full
their games. Goal is to build an actual game, not something that just makes you go, ooh.
I know Bethesda's hard working on Fallout 4 for the Vive. Like, they've got a team of, like, 40 people working on that right now. Like, porting it over to the Vive. That's my boner material right there.
What happens if it does happen?
Half-Life 3.
On VR.
Well... That's already my end goal, is to get the Vive, so I'll be there. But I'll probably drop the 800 way faster than I was expecting.
So, this kind of flew under the radar for me, but The Walking Dead: A New Frontier will have its 3rd episode in March.
Oh man, I forgot that came out.
It released in December with a 2-parter, 2 episodes.
Oh, fancy.
So the next one's coming out in March. I'll probably wait till they're all out.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. Because I did the episode by episode for season 2, and I did not have as much fun as I did with the first one, where I had everything at once.
Yeah.
So.
Valve kills Steam Greenlight.
Thank fucking God.
They're gonna.
What's that? What is Steam Greenlight?
Basically, if you've ever heard of any like bad early access games, like, oh, this game looks cool, and then nothing ever comes of it, it was probably because of Steam Greenlight.
Yeah, it was a user-driven service for admitting smaller games to the Steam store.
So lots of like, hey, this is the idea I have, and here's some like little gameplay, and then the game just never gets finished.
Ever. So they're replacing it with something called Steam Direct, and they said, quote, we will ask new developers to complete a set of digital paperwork, personal or company verification, and tax documents similar to the process of applying for a bank account. Once set up, developers will pay a recoupable application fee for each new title they wish to distribute, which is intended to decrease the noise in the submission pipeline.
Which basically sounds like they got to jump through more hoops to prove that they're going to make an actual game instead of like, here's an idea I got.
So yeah.
It'll be nice. I think that'll be nice. Cause
did you see the four horsemen of the gaming apocalypse?
Survival.
Open world, crafting, open world, and
zombies.
Zombies or yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
If you see that on see those tags on a game, you know, it's probably never going to be finished.
Yeah. There is one game that I got from Steam Greenlight that actually is like out of alpha and beta, and it's a full-on game, and that was Planetary Annihilation. Oh. And I got that on like alpha like 0.5, and now it's like 1.2 or something.
I have no fucking clue how Ark is still a beta game.
I know, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, it's like done. The only thing is that it's occasionally buggy, but I haven't ran into a game that hasn't had those. I mean, I've ran into games that have had those kind of random bugs, Bethesda, and been called a full game, so.
They've done a lot to fix those bugs, though, Bethesda. But there's still the, until they get a new fucking engine, there's still the awesome Bethesda bugs that the creation engine has.
And here's something that makes you go, huh. Grand Theft Auto 4 is now out on Xbox One.
Someone had a little blip that Grand Theft Auto 5 is still selling at $60, and that game has sold like 60 million copies or something. That game, Grand Theft Auto, has figured out how to print money.
Yeah, and they spent what, $1 billion making the game?
Close to that.
I think it was like one of the most expensive games ever made. And boy, do they get their money back.
Oh God, probably like twice, three times over.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. So let's go ahead and move into technology.
Technology.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology.
Please assume the position.
So I'm reading this just because of the article title, but Australia's hot as balls right now.
Is that their title?
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome.
Yeah, I saw that they're just getting wrecked.
Hottest February day in Sydney Airport on the 9th.
Can I guess the temperatures?
Sure.
108 degrees.
I'm going to say 115.
Well, first let me convert Celsius.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
we're dumb.
So, 6 degrees Celsius.
We're looking at about 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Damn it. All
right, so between
I
both
won.
Of us,
yeah. I won. Price is right.
Yeah.
I get to go up and blow Barb Barker.
Yeah, you were the closest without going over.
I still want to blow Barb Barker. I hope he's spayed and neutered.
It's got to be like dust that comes out now. Just.
They're asking residents in afflicted regions to reduce their electricity use.
Ooh.
They're asking them to turn up their air conditioning, adjust fridge temperatures, switch off unused electrical appliances and lights where it's safe to do so. Of course, a fire ban has also been implemented.
That makes total sense. Hey guys, maybe you don't do fire for a while.
I don't think global warming is real.
Like at the end of this, it says, not surprisingly, people who live in areas threatened by climate change right now are more likely to believe it's happening. Australia, nearly 80% of its citizens believe climate change is occurring.
No.
The current heat wave comes just days after a report that warned Australians that they should expect heat waves to be hotter, longer, and more frequent.
I love it. That's what they fucking get for being Australian.
The number of hot days above 95 degrees Fahrenheit should increase from 12 to 18% by 2030.
Jesus.
So it's fucking hot.
When do you think they'll move? Just come here and get some freedom.
I did see a funny, I guess not funny, but like tweet or not tweet, but just quote from one of the CEOs of the like internet companies down in Australia.
And oh, he's saw this.
Yeah, and he's like, even if we gave away free high speed internet, no one would use it. And
yeah.
What?
And I have a couple Australian friends, and basically their response was bullshit. We wouldn't use
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. That is that like internet has almost become a necessity for life nowadays. Like one of those like water. I guess not.
Well,
it's
and
not as much as water and food, but it's become.
I'm
gonna
die.
There's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of countries that consider it basic infrastructure.
There.
You know?
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Was you basic infrastructure.
Electricity, roads,
yeah.
internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And. Australia, for some reason, they're just holding on to that 56K, yo. I don't think it's that bad, but for some odd reason, they're just like, fuck it with internet down there. I don't get it.
It's because they say mate a lot. They don't need it.
Got those goddamn kangaroos jacking up
their
towers.
Why would you get on the internet when you can just go out and play with a boomerang?
So, you guys remember Fukushima nuclear plant?
Yeah.
That had a damaged reactor, but... the plant didn't actually like melt down. They had a leak, but
yeah, didn't it get like just super close?
But
to
a meltdown is like Chernobyl, you know. But anyway, the situation regardless is still not good. And there so, it is. Yeah, reactor 2 at Fukushima reached a jaw dropping 530 sieverts.
Wow, that's a number that I can understand.
I was waiting for that. That's a level.
Is that 4 Fahrenheit?
That's a level high enough to kill a human within seconds.
Oh. All
right.
So they
send in a bunch of super mutants to fix it?
Well, actually, they sent in a robot to do some exploratory work and to prepare the site for further investigation. And it was destroyed.
The robot went rogue. It was destroyed?
It was destroyed.
Oh, no. We need stronger robots.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
This is your job now. I need stronger nuclear resistant robots.
Okay. All right.
Just cover it with tinfoil. It'll be fine.
It's just a human covered in tinfoil. We got this, guys.
Make beep boop sounds when you walk in the room.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome-o. South Park,
yeah.
Awesome.
A newspaper in the Dominican Republic had to issue an apology because they ran a picture of Donald Trump, and it was actually Alec Baldwin playing Donald Trump.
That's so fucking funny.
I saw this clip.
Ooh, that's awesome. Alec Baldwin's a funny motherfucker.
He does a good Trump impression. He hosted SNL last night.
Yeah?
Did he?
Yeah. I clicked on too early to see if the Rosie O'Donnell, Steve Bannon thing happened. Because it most likely would have been in the cold open. But there is some funny stuff.
I like how SNL is like at its highest ratings in a long time.
Yeah, they're going through like a ratings renaissance.
And Donald Trump just doesn't realize that if he just maybe shut up about SNL that people wouldn't watch as much.
Yeah, because he's gonna like tweet about it, and then gonna be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Watch SNL.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see if he tweeted anything this morning about it.
Do you guys remember SNL tweeting about Trump's kid?
No.
Oh, the writer for SNL.
I remember. Yeah, I remember one of the writers tweeting something.
Straight up, I think that's kind of fucked up.
I think most people know it's fucked up. I think it's only a very few handful of people that. Think it's okay.
Because, like, he's a little kid.
Because every time I've heard anyone talk about it, the universal consensus is that's not okay.
I mean, the joke was funny, but it was fucked up. I don't want that to be mistaken. I thought the joke was really funny.
NASA plans to drill into Europa's crust in search of life.
That's gonna be sweet.
Since early 2016, a group of 21 researchers has been crafting a plan to send a robotic probe to Europa.
I think this is called Europe.
An icy moon of Jupiter. This is not to be confused with NASA's Europa flyby mission, which is set to take place in the early 2020s. Doing a lot of Europa stuff.
Did you see that the wall has a bigger budget than NASA does for this year?
The wall just got 10 feet higher.
Every time you speak about it. Yeah, the wall's like 21-something billion, and NASA's budget is only 19.
NASA's budget has been...
cut so much.
Has been smaller than you think for, God, really, since the space race.
I know. Which sucks.
It does suck, because that's what gave us all our... That's what gave us everything I'm talking on right now. Digital. Shit.
We'd have no news stories if we didn't have this.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about a wall for 4 weeks straight. I mean, we are right now.
We could.
They decided the interior color of the rugs for the wall. Any guesses?
Yeah. I'm going to guess they're not the colors of the Mexican flag.
Probably red, white, and blue, if I had any say in it.
All right, guys. That's enough for technology. Let's go ahead and move into news.
And political.
Is there going to be more political? No.
Damn.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood, who you gonna call?
Three-hit combo. A man hammers 38 nails with his skull in pursuit of a world record.
Oh! Is it like straight skull to nail? Like there's no like anything? Oh!
No. He hammers 38 Picks? Nails with his skull.
Question mark.
Well, maybe I'll fucking Google this.
His skull is twice as thick as the average human's.
Oh no.
He also holds a world record for most concrete blocks broken on the head with a bowling ball in 3 minutes.
That's exciting.
I can't. No, that's.
I mean, it's not like they're in his head.
I know, but God, that's gotta fucking hurt.
Maybe not. Have you ever tried it, Andy?
I haven't, but I imagine, dude, to nail them into a board.
See, you don't even know. You're uneducated.
You guys want to hear a conflict of interest?
Yes.
Maker of Durex condoms now also owns baby formula company.
I don't know. It's a preventative, but a just in case. They're covering you from all angles.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't think so. I think people will buy the condoms regardless, even if they're maybe a little faulty enough to produce more babies to buy formula.
Yeah, huh. But what you got to be banking on a high chance that the people that buy your condoms, once they fail, are going to buy the exact food from your company.
Most people probably don't know.
And that's very true. So does he own Gerber? Is that?
I don't think it's Gerber.
So then he's got a small chance because everybody fucking just buys Gerber.
Mead Johnson Nutrition.
Bo Burnham has a very similar joke about this, about the CEO of a company that produces rape whistles want to do their best to reduce rape. But whenever they reduce rape, they also have an influx or inverse proportion of rape whistle sales. So
there's a lot of tweets about this, and I don't know, going to be honest, most of them are just not even funny. So I'm just going to read the top one.
Please.
Owner of Durex just bought a company that makes baby food. Hashtag stay woke.
Yeah, I don't use condoms.
All right.
They're against my religion.
All right.
Hey, man. What's your relationship with Jesus looking like these days?
Sexual.
All right.
Jesus and I do use condoms.
Oh. Hey, you don't know what Jesus has.
There's a job opening for a chocolate tester.
Are you getting on that?
I don't like chocolate.
I can tell your relationship with Jesus is pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I'm not a big chocolate. I don't like sweets. I will say that my favorite candies do include chocolate, but if you gave me just like a Hershey's bar and were like, here you go, I'd be like, thanks, because I'm a polite person. Well, not because I wanted to.
So this is a part-time gig, and you'd have to move to Reading, England.
Hmm.
You'd have to go to the company Science Center and taste chocolate. But they do own Cadbury and Oreo.
Ooh,
I changed my answer. We're a game.
Oreo.
The main qualification appears to be a passion for confectionery and taste buds for detection.
Here's a slight segue. What is your favorite candies? What do you like?
Skittles.
Skittles?
Skittles.
Probably Hershey's. Specifically the cookies and cream one.
Cookies and cream? Mm. You can't talk shit on that. I'm a Whoopers guy. Love me some Whoopers. I love putting them in my mouth and just licking all the chocolate on the outside off and then creating a vacuum and then popping them like they're like the skull of a baby bird. That's what.
What's your favorite candy that you like to eat like a normal human being?
I don't know. I like to lick all the nacho cheese off Doritos. Put them in my
mouth. You just leave a bunch of licked clean Doritos in a bowl.
Put them back in the bag and roll them up for my sister.
What the fuck are these?
They're tortilla chips.
They're Doritos soggy edition. I don't know. Probably Three Musketeers, if I had to answer that.
Ooh, Three Musketeers are really good.
They're pretty good.
A British chain of sex shops is recalling one of its vibrators because of concerns they might get damaged through prolonged use.
What? See, that's got to be hard to test, though. Like, a year's worth of testing on a like regular usage on a dildo before you like send it out.
I just got to ask your
mom. I bet someone will volunteer. Oh, damn. Ann Summers, a popular sex shop chain in the UK, is recalling a product called the Black Power Wand from its 140 shops.
I mean...
The company released a statement saying it received what it claims are, quote, a very small number of isolated reports of wires in the cord becoming exposed at the base of the product over a prolonged period of use.
I don't know, I just get some black electrical tape. Just cover them bad boys up.
You gotta do more when it comes to your hoo-ha.
You think so?
I think so. I think actually replacing it would be the idea rather than electrical tape.
I don't know. What if I'm into it?
If
I'm an electrical engineer and I can take and just turn those into like nipple clamps and just like feed the power from the vibrator.
Well, when you do that, let us know.
All right. I will.
Let me know, right away.
Maybe.
I'm texting you at the moment.
Maybe live, Facebook Live it, so.
Facebook Live?
Yeah.
You won't believe what I just did, guys.
Electrical tape did it.
Samsung plant catches fire.
Oh, is this their battery plant?
Because of batteries.
Oh, no.
Oh, they can't. Man, they can't catch a break.
They said a fire broke out in the company's Tianjin plant used to store faulty batteries and other waste products.
They probably just sent every one of their fucking notes they got back. Just
the local fire department reported in a verified social media post that it sent 110 firefighters and 19 trucks to the scene.
Jesus.
Man. Batteries are cool, but like they're like one of the scary things you don't think about.
I know. Every once in a while I'll hear of like an iPhone battery blowing up, but it's like because of something.
Since the Galaxy Note 7 debacle, Samsung has worked to assure the public that the products are safe.
As the warehouse burns down.
Yeah. I heard someone say something that the Samsung Galaxy is a dead brand at this point.
Yeah.
They're still doing I guess the name is still the Galaxy 8 for their new versions, but the Note might be dead.
That feels like it's just a bad move.
Yeah, but we'll see. It's supposed to come out.
I'd call it the universe, to be honest.
It's supposed to...
Get away from the branding.
April or May is when it's supposed to come, the new ones.
I think they should call their next one after that is the Samsung Multiverse Tournament.
Right. And all the different phones are just different versions. All the different colors are different versions.
Mm-hmm.
What is the what was the name of the tournament in Dragon Ball Z? The Cell one.
The Cell Games.
Cell Games.
Not the Cell Games. The the one that has Hercules in it. Was that the Cell Games?
Hercule.
Hercule. Sorry,
Mr. Satan.
Those were just the. What did they call those?
Yeah, that tournament.
The World Fighting Tournament. World Championship Series.
I thought it had like universe in it or galaxy or something.
I doubt it did.
Or the new thing in Dragon Ball Super is the Universe Survival Tournament or whatever.
Yeah. Are you watching that at all?
Clips on YouTube, but
yeah,
not much more than that. I saw some Fox versus Boo. And by that, I saw the Fox kick the shit out of Boo, and then Boo was on the ground, and then Boo smiled, and the episode ended. So, looks like Boo's going to get him kick ass.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
I would like to watch that show.
And Gohan's a fucking nerd.
He's
like, I read books now, and I am a family man. And they're like, well, we need you to save the universe. He's like, oh, no, I don't do that anymore.
Was it,
You ruined Gohan.
Dragon Ball, it was like the bridge, like they took out all the fillers of Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Kai.
Kai, that's what it was. Thank you. It was Kai.
Have you seen Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball Kai Abridged?
Yes.
No. It's basically them screaming for about 3 minutes about the whole series.
Yeah, it's really funny.
But yeah, I need to find some Kai online.
You need to find some guy online.
I still have the VHS tapes of the Frieza Saga.
Do you?
That's hype as fuck.
In my basement.
That's amazing.
At my parents' house.
That's amazing. And
it's like, I think, 17 VHS tapes. It's awesome.
Home recorded?
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's awesome.
Actually, no. My parents did is they rented them. This was like when Blockbuster was still around.
That's fucked
they
up.
They rented
That's
them,
fucked up.
Recorded them That's onto VHS, up. And then gave them to me, which that was fine. I got them.
And that's fucked up. So I wonder why Blockbuster is no longer a thing, Andy.
No.
Netflix. I'm gonna guess it's Netflix.
It was Andy Myers exclusively.
You ruined Blockbuster for the rest of us.
You're gonna get a letter from the ex-Blockbuster CEO, and that's how he still goes by.
Fuck you, dude.
My name's Bill Mayer, and I'm the ex-CEO of Blockbuster, and I'm suing Andy Myers.
Oh, yeah. You said Mayer. How's your lady doing? Soon-to-be ex-CEO. Yahoo
You
CEO.
Know, she's been soon-to-be ex-CEO for like 8 months now.
It's coming, though.
So,
it's I like guess a little we'll wait unemployment baby.
Little unemployment baby.
I just need purpose in my life, man.
we'll see what happens with my wife. We're not too worried.
Are you going to leave her if she's not important anymore? She doesn't have power?
I wouldn't leave her even if she grew a dick.
Hey, that's love. That's love. I mean, legally, I'm bound to Camilla if she grows a dick.
Speaking of dick...
Go on.
I wanted that to be the segue to the next story.
Well, there is no next story.
Fuck. That's the end of this one.
you chose a wrong time.
Shit.
All right, so that will do it for this episode.
Wouldn't that have been an amazing segue, though? You're like, speaking of dick, some elephant got
you know, if
stuck
you
in the door.
If you would have been able to do that before the sex shop story,
that would have been pretty.
Helped. Yeah.
That would have been pretty slick.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. Email us your nudes at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.